You're living in times that, as you may have noticed, are quite fast-moving. And one of the challenges about the fast-moving time is that we tend to slow our own movement when we hold on to something too hard or too fast. We are used to doing that because it gives us the illusion of control over things. And in the fast-moving time, if there is a repeating lesson, it is that everything is changing moment to moment. So do not hang on to something so hard that the actual movement of the earth is going to be abusive to you. Hanging on when the wave is moving along is not good for you. It can actually do you harm. So this is the time, even when the thoughts tell you, hang on to this or that, or worry about this or that, we would like to tell you, please do not do that. Because what is true and present in this moment, two or three moments from now, it will not be true. And the thing that we want you to understand is that because you have worked so hard to work with your hearts and your intuition, you have in essence made the proper vehicle for moving over the waves of the time that you are now in. So it is fine to note how quickly time is moving. There are all the human responses that we always have to everything. The willingness not to hang on too tightly is the thing that we are going to be working on probably for the next few years. The planet itself wants to be better, and we want to be better, but we want to be in the flow of better. And this second part, which is most important, the allowing to be better. Now, we know you know about focusing on what is good, and we know that you know about gratitude, and now we want to add to that the focus on releasing and letting the movement that is moving the earth now be natural and easy for us as well. Letting go does not mean that you do not care. It means that you are willing to really honor your alignment with the universe, and you are willing to let that alignment be the thing that shows you the door that opens, that allows you to move past a door that has closed, whatever that might be. It is the fast movement of the earth is not a danger to people who have awareness. It is actually a blessing, because what is not here is here, and what is not here today is coming tomorrow. And so the alignment with the universe is the important thing to be holding now. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply, feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy straighten your creativity, your patterning for creating your life. Let that cleansing energy wash away any heaviness or confusion, and leave the root center able to make its right form and to begin to inform your body and your energy. Feel the cleansing energy free you of judgment and shame in the second center, making that center able to cleanse quickly and without judgment. Feel the cleansing energy in your solar plexus, making you able to release things you do not wish to hold in your body or to feel for long periods of time. And know that this releasing will need to be repeated simply because of the speed of the movement of the time you are in. Feel the cleansing energy in your heart. And let your heart release its pain to this cleansing energy and move outside of your body. Feel the cleansing energy in your throat. And let this cleansing energy remind you of the power of your word. The power of what you say, particularly to yourself, but also to the universe. Feel the cleansing energy rise up and cleanse your third eye. And feel that third eye restored and able to know and to guide and to intuit at every step you take. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the crown, opening the crown more widely than it has been opened before. Now feel your energy rising up through your body, leaving through your crown, being pulled upward into the night sky. See all of the beauty of the perfectly ordered lights from the stars and the planets. Know that you are a part of all that is, and you shine in your own place, and you too are protected and held in place by the wisdom and the love of the universe. See a wide silver road before you and step onto it with ease. Feel that road move upward. And feel that you are not laboring to move higher. Every step is natural and exactly as it should be. And feel the energy change as you walk higher. And see gates that are like a star and open in the center to receive you into a place that is your own. And breathe in the energy that restores you and balances you. And stop where there is water to refresh yourself and your spirit. And feel that ahead of you and upward there is a sun. And sitting before the sun is your teacher. Move to your teacher and spend this time. Now see that the teacher has a gift for you. Resting your mind, know the gift. Come down through the place that is your place. Breathe in the energy and bring it with you. Come to the wide road and walk through the stars. And come through the stars to the room. And above the room, as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded, open your eyes.